after, before they've gone now. Should have listened. Sorry. Let's move up here, Vance.
I'm in the... it's a new supermarket in Richmond, the Whole Food Market, which is a American chain, I believe. Specialises in organic and well-sourced food. And I was just following... Turn around, Vance. Right around. Yeah, that's fine. Lost you for a moment, but... Thought I would just do some of my shopping here today just to see how it compares to getting stuff at Waitrose. Yeah. Yep, yep. Okay, we'll do. I'll wait here. I have to say, it's a little bit overwhelming. The sort of quite tight spaces, a lot of people, and not really many, much in the way of sort of clear lines and ways to go. Also, a lot of the lighting is quite piercing, glary lighting. So far, I'm not enormously enjoying the experience, but we'll see how we go. So, as I say, at the moment, we're just getting fees settled with a drink and some food. She's got, they have loads of smoothies, and she's gone for one of those. And then hopefully I'll better get some of my weekly shopping. Sorry, mind the way.
Sorry, that's all right. Thank you very
much. Sorry. No problem. Come back, man. They wanted to get inside here for a while because the building that it's in, which used to be a range of different shops, including Argos and Robert Dias and places like that, has been under reconstruction for about 2 years. So interesting to actually get in and see what it's like. Although what my overall feeling on it will be, I'm not sure. Recording for a bit, and I will come back when I have some thoughts. Yeah? Yeah, I'm fine. I'll just wait here for you.
You're not so hungry yet, obviously.
No, I'm just thinking about shopping rather than eating. It smells quite nice. I can smell some cheese, toasted cheese or something. Presumably that's a smoothie maker making that racket.
Over the shopping alley, yeah? Is that Robert?
Yeah.
Are you okay to pay for my stuff with your shopping?
I can do that if that's possible to do.
All right.
That's okay, don't worry about it.
Okay. Is there anything broken on the ground before I take the dog through?
Yeah, there's a little bit of glass, but you can walk.
Is it safe for the dog to come through?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay, thank you.
Careful, Joe, don't move.
Okay, which way was I going? That way, was it? Oh. Okay. Oh, sorry. Fan, steady, please. Which way do they go? Sorry, which way did they go?
Yeah, I'm coming with you.
Oh, you're coming, okay. Up here somewhere. Okay, straight on in advance. Steady, steady, steady. Sorry, I was just checking.
Please
thank
move
you.
This chair out of the way. Yep.
Sorry, I was just checking that it was safe to get Vance past so that it wasn't any broken glass or anything.
Yeah. No, that makes sense.
Yep.
So, one more thing actually.
Yep.
To go off.
Yep.
Would it be possible to have some tap water?
Hang on a second.
Okay,
I don't.
So, what do you need me to do now? You
stay here,
come here.
I'll stay here, but would it be possible to have some tap water?
I'll
wait. I'll wait here. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Vance, leave it.
Yes, please. And if they're only small, can I have two, please? It's nice here, Robert.
Do you think so?
I do.
I'm a bit overwhelmed, to be honest.
Aww, you. I'm having a guacamole with rice and black beans.
Oh right. Okay.
Guacamole and. Burrito, sorry, rice, black beans, guacamole, and sour cream.
Okay.
And they ask you at every stage what you want. They tell you the different things, so you know
okay.
you don't have to have, you know, tomato. Or...
Yeah.
So it's ideal for you.
Vance, will you leave it?
Every single, and there's a salad bar.
Yeah.
And you can choose if you want a salad, you can choose every single ingredient you want. It's all totally up to you.
Yeah.
You have.
Yeah.
So I thought you'd like that.
Vance, I told you to leave it. Now stop that. Thank you. Hang on a sec. Hang on. Yeah, but you've got a slightly calmer Robert now, who has toured this place. To describe it a bit more, it's like an indoor market. But maybe up market, an upmarket indoor market, yeah. So it has different sort of stand or different areas for different things. Like it has a huge section for rice, lentils, nuts, and things like that. And in that area they can give you whatever quantity you want.
Oh, so they're not just like packets of nuts. You can say
yeah,
so many grams.
Yes. I did it in money terms, actually.
Oh, you just said I want £5 worth or something?
Yeah, that kind of thing, basically. And he came and said, you know, well, actually, you know, this is sort of £1.90 worth, and I said, well, I'll have maybe half as much again then.
Yeah.
And the staff are really knowledgeable and stuff, that's really good.
Just for my Zoom, we're talking now about the Whole Foods market where we are, because I'm in the cafe.
I'm in the cafe too.
And Robert is now, but he went shopping. And he's got, it's a very, it's a paper bag.
Yep.
High quality stuff. Two paper bags, that's good. So
I would imagine it's recycled paper or something. They're quite environmentally conscious and stuff.
There's another bag inside the bag, or is it a newspaper? I don't know what it is.
Maybe the bread.
No, it's just got the arm.
Oh, no. I think I know what that is. Hang on. Yeah, if you could just pop that back in, please.
Okay.
It's my meat.
Oh, okay. Wow,
because again, that's, you know, it's sliced to order. Well, it's Italian. I've got some prosciutto and some Serrano ham.
What are these big pots? Are they the soup you were talking about?
There should be some soup there. There's some nuts.
In pots?
Possibly. Don't unpack it all here.
I'm not. So I was just looking in the top.
And I got some orange cake. That was a bit pricey, but
that
I need some
a bit weird.
Cake. What, orange cake?
Yeah.
Why would that be weird?
Yeah.
There's nothing weird about orange
citrus
cake.
Citrus cake.
Have you never had lemon cake then?
Well, yeah.
You don't like it? Oh, of course
else.
You don't like lemon, do you?
Not really, no.
Well, anyway.
Like lemonade, that's about it.
Well, anyway, it was mainly for my lunches.
Your work,
so.
Yeah.
And
you need stuff to keep you going at work,
I
so
do.
You can earn the money for all this stuff.
Absolutely, it's all it's all cyclical. They have obviously butchers and
bakers
and a candlestick. No, I didn't come across a candlestick makers actually.
No.
Yeah,
you said there was lots of bread.
I said that they apparently make their own soup. Apparently the cashew butter apparently is made in house.
Oh yeah, you got that for free, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
And.
Well, I thought you get nut milk, so it'd be interesting to see what nut butter's like.
Yeah. Rather than butternut.
Butternut, yeah, ha ha ha.
Yeah, so funny. Yeah.
They apparently have sushi.
All right.
A sushi counter somewhere.
And they had loads of rice, didn't they, and lentils.
Rice and lentil stuff, yeah. So, I mean, my thinking on it is, it's somewhere that I would come if I wanted probably something specific. But I probably wouldn't come and do my weekly shop here.
I see, yeah. I would like to come here again if I wanted a sort of a snack or something.
Yeah, and the smoothies are quite amazing.
Yes, and that burrito I had was amazing. And the thing is about the cafe is that you can choose every single thing you have in your burrito. It's not, you know, like in some places, they say it's this burrito or this sandwich,
yeah.
And you just get what you're given basically.
Yeah.
And if you don't like something, you've got to take it out or get them to want this. I mean, she was even heating my tortilla.
Yeah.
Once I'd told her what I wanted in it.
Yeah.
Then she put the rice in, then she put the beans in.
Yeah. Was it all nice?
It was, and then I had guacamole and lots of sour cream on it.
Yeah.
And it was yummy.
Excellent. So, all in all, my...
And they've got a salad bar where you can have everything you want. Like, and, you know, pick item by item for your plate's worth and pay a certain amount for the plate, I suppose.
Yeah. So the plate rather than the food.
Yeah, you don't pay for the food, you get that for free, but you pay for the plate.
Yeah.
Yes, right, of course, Robert.
Good idea.
You are silly.
Yeah, so overall...
No, I think you pay for the plate for food.
Do I get to speak at some point? Or,
you kept interrupting me earlier, I'm getting you back.
Yeah, did I? When was I interrupting you earlier?
When I kept saying, I think, and you kept saying things.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Revenge is sweet.
So I think overall, my feeling on the place is I wouldn't want to come in a busy time.
No, I'm quite with you there. And you got nice cheese.
Oh, I got some nice cheese, yeah, absolutely.
And meat, and you were allowed to taste little bits.
I did.
And I was able to taste the juice I had before. Definitely decided to have it. I probably would have done anyway.
And apparently, if you don't like anything at all, you can bring it back with a receipt and they'll refund you.
Really?
So if you...
You just don't like it?
Yeah, apparently.
Wow.
If you don't like the soup, you presumably put it back in the tub.
Or you just eat a bit and then...
And bring it back and maybe fund it. Because she said that actually in relation to the soup.
Ah, right. The other thing was...
I think,
the coffee.
Yeah.
There was a lady who sat opposite me because, you know, it's quite busy in here.
Yeah.
And she said, is anyone sitting here? And I said, no. So she sat there. And after a while we got talking. But she had the coffee. And if I hadn't had... two coffees earlier already.
Yeah.
I would have just had to have one of those. It was some of the best coffee I've smelled for a while,
really?
Apart from in the ice cream shop or the ones I've bought you. You know, it was a lot
for
of cafes
coffee,
could
yeah.
learn a lot.
Well, I think this is one of the sort of ethos of this place is that they source stuff really well.
Mm. So I mean, you know, I could probably drink one of those coffees now, but I think the robot wants to escape.
Yeah, I think so. I'm going to have to get a few things in Waitrose. I'll take the stuff home first.
Yeah, that's probably the best thing.
I'm trying to say something, though. yeah, it's gone now. What was it?
Soup, coffee...
Before that. I went off on a tangent. Just before I went off on the tangent.
So you distracted yourself?
Yeah, I distracted myself, that's true. I got some grapes as well, by the way.
Oh, excellent.
They were a bit pricey, but... it's funny, because some things are a bit pricey, and some things are a lot more reasonable than you expect them to be, so...
It's a mixture.
Yeah.
Foursquare did say this was a gourmet shop when I checked it.
I think where its advantages will be are where you want stuff over the counter or where you want certain measures of things. I think it's going to be good for things like that. I probably wouldn't come here for cleaning fluids.
No.
They apparently do have cleaning fluids, you know, they do have everything you
want. What time do they stay open till?
9:30.
Every day?
Oh, I don't know, during the week, 9:30.
Pardon?
During the week.
During the week. 9:30,
oh. Which is...
Now, you see, that's better than Waitrose. If you...
No, it's not. It's 10 o'clock at Waitrose.
Oh, I thought it was... Oh, I thought it was...
No. But the interesting thing is on Sunday, they have gone for different opening hours than the rest of Richmond. You know, most places in Richmond, you know, those that have to abide by Sunday opening hours, are open 11 till 5.
Yeah.
But here they're doing it 12 till 6, which is an interesting move.
Yes. I think they'll do well.
I think they'll do well out of that. I think so. It's the same sort of thing that places like the Apple Store do, but...
Hamleys did it too, didn't they?
Yeah, they
otherwise
did.
Otherwise we'd never have got there in time that time we read. I think we should go to Hamleys again at some point.
Yeah, maybe. So, an interesting experience, anyway. I think there's a bigger one of these at Kensington High Street, and I think they've got a number of different eateries, including a vegan restaurant and I think it's a vegetarian and a separate vegan. They've got quite a number of different things. It's over about four different floors. Mr. A, I think, quite likes it.
Yes. I think so. I think we'll have to tell it.
We will. And for a time, they apparently had one of these restaurants, not a fee one, but where you have really, really thin slices of meat and you basically dangle it in heated stock and it cooks it enough.
You dangle it,
yes. So anyway, Audioboo, there we go. This is the hold... No, not the hold. The whole food market in Richmond.
It's new.
Although it's in America, it's quite big. I think there are 300 shops in America.
Yeah, well, there was a lady talking to me earlier. She said, they had that
in the hotel. Yeah. Oh, right, okay.
And I was telling her how pleased I was that Robert was doing the shopping and I wasn't. And I said that was fine by me. And they were very good at it. You know, and getting things I liked.
Yeah.
Because some men really.